Where did the name Artemis Spencer come from?
Well, to be honest with you, I wanted a name that was different than everybody else's. So I wanted to go the dorky route. So Spencer, and then Artemis, just because I thought it sounded cool.
But there's no meaning behind it or anything? You just picked two names and put them together?
No, I thought it sounded really cool. Different, you know.
Okay. Artie, obviously, you fancy yourself a guy of good fitness and stuff, but what is your fast food guilty pleasure? And I'm not talking Subway. I'm not talking, like, semi-healthy. Like, what is your greasy fast food guilty pleasure?
When I do cheat, I always get a double quarter pounder with no onions, and I add bacon, but I always get gut rot shortly after.
Is it only McDonald's, nothing else, just Mickey D's?
If I'm going to cheat, I'm going to go for that one. I need the bacon.
How often do you cheat?
Oh, lately I've been cheating a lot more. I've been doing a lot of training, and I can't, you know, make food like I want to. I've been, I don't know, once every couple weeks, I guess, I cheat. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
All right. What is the last CD you listened to or album you listened to cover to cover?
Like CD? Oh my goodness.
Or what's in
listens to CDs or
what's
anymore?
What's in your iPod these days? What do you got on shuffle these days?
Okay.
Let me bring it to
the
modern
last CD.
Days.
Last CD I listened to. My CD player in my car is broken and it won't eject. The only one that's in there is nobody's gonna know, but David Hilliard and the Rocksteady Seven.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a ska band that nobody probably hears.
And what's the name of the album?
I can't even remember. I think it's self-titled, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a completely random one.
Let's hear it.
And it may determine our friendship. And take some time to think about it, and you need to tell me why. What is your favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, and why?
It's got to be Predator.
Okay, why?
Why? I don't know, man. When I was a kid and he got all covered in the mud and it actually worked, I just lost my mind. Then he got all wet and it didn't work. I don't know.
Okay, all right. If you could wrestle one person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Carl Gotch, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Any reason why?
Because he'd just murder me, and I'd love every second of it.
When was the last time you were in a real fight in real life?
Okay. I've never been in a real fight, but I've been training for years and years and years, and if everybody wants to try, let's do it, because I need to get this fucking notch on my belt.
I've
never been in a fight, but let's do it.
All right, that's an interesting one.
Never seen Fight Club?
Actually, I've never seen Fight Club.
You gotta watch Fight Club. When they say, ever been in a fight? No. I'm like, oh god, I've never been in a fight either.
Okay. Out of the whole ECCW locker room, and don't worry about it, you're not gonna lose any friends. Who is, and not after a wrestling match, or maybe during a wrestling match, who is the smelliest wrestler?
Smelliest? Like, on the current roster right now?
Yeah. Who's the smelliest guy in the ring, and you're just like, god.
Oh, that's Moondog Manson.
Okay, alright.
No questions there.
And off the mic, out of the ring, out of character, who is the funniest? Who is the genuinely funniest in the locker room?
You know, it's got to be the Honky Tonk Kid. Nobody makes me laugh harder than that kid.
Okay. And which of the four Ninja Turtles do you think you resembled most?
Are
you
Leo? Donatello.
You're Leo. Wait, let me finish. Are you Leo the leader? Don the smart one? Are you Raph the badass? Are you Mike the funny guy?
Oh, I'm definitely Don, but not because he's smart, just because he has the biggest stick and he's easiest in video games.
Okay. Hang on, I got one more here. Who is the biggest party animal in the locker room?
I'm going to say Pete Powers. I can't keep up with that guy.
That's what I've gotten that one. Yeah, once. Yeah. Tell the truth.
He can't even keep up with himself.
Man. All right, cool. fuck you, bitch. Or if you could go into a feud with one guy, like if you could work a program with one guy in the locker room besides Baroni, who you've been working with the last little while, who would you work with?
I'm going to say Bish. Cole Bishop, for sure. I love the big man, small man stuff, and like I've been training with him ever since the beginning. I love that guy.
What's next for Artemis Spencer in ECCW, maybe outside the territory? Any plans to go to the States or do anything like that? Or are you pulling anything in Portland or Toilet Up or anything
like
that?
I've got nothing planned. Well, maybe I got a few things, but I want to keep those under wrapped.
Okay.
Yeah.
But something's in the works.
Something's going to
happen. In Canada or in the States?
Maybe some countries. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, we'll catch up down the road.
Yeah, man. For sure. You'll know.
Thank you very much.